Talk about first of overall, the way you just, it's that first half, it seemed like it was kind of tough for either side to get control, but then second half, you guys seemed to find a rhythm. Talk about you guys finding it and keeping it going.
Thanks for asking. It's like, nah, I'm just joking. But, you know, we just play together, man. We just play hard regardless. And we never give up, and we practice hard and practice every day. You know, we got great coaching staff, and, you know, we just use our pieces, you know, the things we do well to come out with a win.
Back-to-back wins now, and the close ones as well, especially. You win them at the very last second. How nice is that when you guys are learning to win close games late?
Oh, you know, it feels great, you know, for first, you know, because in the beginning of the season, we had a few of those, especially at home in Chicago, Orlando, and we kind of gave it away, you know. So for us to be at home and to have a crowd like that and be able to come home with it feels great.
You have 9 assists and Michael has 9 assists. Do you look and say, okay, coach is going to say
good? You know, you can just feel it, you know, on the court, you know, how different ball movement and, you know, we both are attack point guards, but, you know, just picking our spots better. And that's what coach been sitting us down watching film for. So, you know, the slowly, shortly, you know, we figuring things out and, you know, it's helping us as a whole.
He told you, like, you got to the rim 10 times. I mean, do you look at that number now more so than you did in the past?
I've never looked at that, how many times I've been to the rim. You know, I'm just always in attack mode and trying to perpetuate on the defense, you know, unless that's scoring or, you know, passing. So I'm just trying to do whatever it takes.
Was it as fun as it looked out there? Because you guys seemed like you had a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, man, I swear this Wells Fargo is insane. You know, the crowd we have is just incredible. You know, for him to come out on a Saturday night against a good playoff team like that and we get a win, we had a lot of fun. As you can see, you know, in a close game, you know, me and KJ, you know, alley-oop. So we just had a lot of fun and, you know, we transferred the fun and obviously we can get a win.
When do you throw Jakar into there? I mean, you can throw it up. Yeah.
We got a lot of talented and athletic guys, and we have a lot, like I said, a lot of athletes, and coach always wants us to utilize it and, you know, run the floor, outrun them, you know. So both of them guys running, throwing KJ lob, throwing Jakar lob, and Jakar played big for us, you know. He just came off the bench and helped us get the win.
Over these last 4 games, you guys have given up 92 points a game, which is a, I mean, considering 100 degrees, and then you guys like a season.
Yeah. Just, you know, focusing on defense, you know. You can't. First of all, you can't play on this team if you don't play defense, and secondly, you can't win the NBA if you don't play defense. So, you know, we, you know, came together as a team as a whole and start from defense to offense. You know, not vice versa. So, you know, defense is our mindset.
What's happening out
there? Oh, Seahawks is winning right now. That's why I keep looking up. But you know, I'm a definitely big Seahawks fan, and, you know, I'm trying to go back to back.